Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Pledging to end the political infighting that threatened to paralyze the Somali government and distract officials from the important work of unifying the country under a federal framework, Omar Abdelrashid Ali Sharma Arke has been named Prime Minister of Somalia. Appointed by Parliament on December 24th, he becomes the East African nation's third premier in just over a year, following the removal of former Prime Minister Abdoulaye Sheikh Ahmed in November due to a no-confidence vote by Parliament. The earlier removal of Ahmed's predecessor, Abdi Farah Shirdon, after a political dispute with President Hassan Sheikh, disappointed the government's international supporters and distracted from efforts to combat the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Sharma Arke, who served previously as prime minister in the transitional federal government in 2009-2010, pledged on taking office to name an all-inclusive cabinet of ministers and address disputes through consultation and discussion. The United States welcomes the parliamentary confirmation of Prime Minister Sharma Arke. We look forward to the Prime Minister assuming office and to his prompt appointment of a capable Council of Ministers. We urge the President, Prime Minister, Parliament, and Council of Ministers to make progress toward realizing goals of critical importance to the nation, such as constitutional review, state formation, election preparations, development of military and police forces, and public financial management reforms. The United States remains committed to supporting the Somali government and people as they stabilize and rebuild their nation, and we look forward to strengthening our important partnership with Somalia.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.